This audio is the USA chat with Zach, June 9th, 2020. Hi guys, this is Zach.
Katjana, we are so excited to have you. Everybody has called in and introduced themselves. So I told them that we have this opportunity to get answers to all questions. I have five questions that Arshagan asked me. So with your permission, if you like, I can start reading those if there is no other plan. And if there is time, then maybe others can ask questions. What should I do? Is it a good idea to do that?
Yes, definitely. Do it the way you think is right.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to start with the first questions I got was from Kamut, and I read it for you. Kamut says, sometimes a very strong thought comes and I get carried away even though I recognize that I'm drifting and try to do stuff, that it's only illusions, but it does work, and keep following to see what is the result. Why and what to do when this happens? And she continues, it seems like activity in the mind never dies. Is it enough that we recognize it? As long as we be the watcher and not follow or give attention? That is Komut's question.
Yeah. I think there are two things that are so important. One is patience, the other one is repeated practice. Depending on the vasana, the tendencies, the stronger they are, the harder it is to do stop. But don't lose heart. If you can stop two times out of many, that's still two times less. And the stop is very tricky. It's not something that we tell ourselves that we need not to go with this thought or I should stop. The stop, the correct way of the stopping when it becomes habitual, when you get used to it, there is no conversation. You just stay and look. You look at the thought and you stay. Having said that, there are thoughts that are too strong to overcome it. Then what you can do is either do the staying. Stay and stop are the same thing. You stay and look at the thought without any movement. And if you're not able to do that, then you say, whose thoughts are these? And then you realize it's Kumud. And then right after that, ask yourself, who am I? The question of who am I will take you to silence. This is the teaching of Ramana Maharshi that I followed for years and years and years. There is no way that when you ask yourself, then who am I, or you just say, who am I, after you find that the thoughts are happening to come on, that you do not go to silence. And then when you go to silence, you realize that the silence is who you are, and not the thoughts, and not the thinker. And this, again, is a lot of practice, but no matter what, I can say it from my own life that unless the mind gets emptied of reaction to every thought, the realization is almost impossible. And sometimes it takes years, sometimes lifetime. But the only thing I can say is, this is the remedy to realize who we are again by going back to the original purity and perfection as a newborn child, and even more so than that. So yes, Kumud, it does happen to all of us where the thought could be very strong. Actually, emotion that goes with the thought is what keeps us. But just stay. And if you cannot stay, then recognize who is not staying, and then say, who am I? And even if that doesn't work, then repeat the name of God out loud. But understand where the source of the repetition is. It is within your own self. It's not just the words. It is the source that's pronouncing it.
Thank you so much, Ed.
Sure.
Tatjun Sarnia has this question. She wrote down, I would like to discuss this because whenever I close my eyes and hear two Sat's guided meditations, I could easily bring in silence. But how could I accomplish in our day-to-day activities when we do our daily stuff as I get distracted or carried away sometimes when my eyes are open? And she said that she's referring to the following quote that you stated, and she said that she has been thinking about this subject for weeks. And this is the quote that Sarunya is referring to. Take silence as your companion. As we open our eyes, just be very vigilant with the silence. We look around and still be aware of the silence as a witness in the silence, and as a witness in the world at the same time.
Yes. Serenia, this, what that quote say is the finality of our practices and something to strive to, that the meditation is continuous. And you and meditation are no different. You are the silence, and silence is meditation. But this, again, like I was saying, telling Kumud, being a householder and having two kids, if you can only find your silence as often as you possibly can, whether you use omnipresent meditation, omnipresent meditation, are you with me, or trust, or whatever you do, or just for no reason, you're aware of your silence. If you can do that, where now and then, even when your activity, you're reminded silence, even the reminder takes you for a second, split second of silence, and give yourself some patience, this will begin to take roots. But to think that we can at all times be that in that silence from the very beginning of our practice is a far goal to achieve, unless you're really, really ripened. But every baby step, it doesn't matter how big it is or how small, is inevitable. Not taking it. It has to be taken to get us to God or the self. So be very gentle with yourself. Anytime you're reminded, because the self will remind you there, your truth would remind you during the day, just take a few seconds and recognize it and meet it right there. Let's have a short meeting with it, and then go about your business, and then you have another reminder, do the same thing, and that, and the more you use the reminder to go to silence while you're standing up or even talking to people, the more it will remind you. So it doesn't have to be in a long stretch of time. Even momentarily visiting home, is extremely powerful.
So then, would that apply to me not being a householder with two kids, but being at work in the bazaar like that? The same would apply for me as well?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, sir.
Sure.
Sachin, Nilufar has sent this question. She says, for Tuesday meditation, I wanted to ask if Seth could talk about stop meditation and if we can do stop meditation with Seth. I know we have a lot of materials on stop and we have talked about it a lot, but these past few weeks, when we do meditation with Seth and talk about it, it is something else. Thank you so much.
Yes, we can do that for sure. I would love that. The last question and answer, as I believe, it might not be the last, but pretty much the end of the book, Most Precious, when the seven children say that we're having a hard time leaving you, to the woman on top. And she said, I give you a sword. Invisible sword. With that sword, by the touch of that sword on every thought, you see that it will vanish. Now, this is the sword of truth that she put in their hand. And of course, we talk about it more when our study circle on Sundays gets to that question and answer. So stop meditation or stay meditation is our sword, the sword of truth, which eliminates the tendency to be a slave to our emotion, feelings, and thoughts, and even our feelings in our body. And so this is the value of this meditation or this technique. Because like I said to Serenia, that the true meditation is constant, a state of being. So for the lack of any other name, we say it meditation, but it really is using your sword of truth to, as much as we can't expect ourselves to pull the sword out when we're emotionally way too far gone. But as our habits develop, our reactions becomes much less. The things that used to bother us, we don't even recognize it. The past gets very faded. The future goes out of focus. And so it just stays us in the feeling of being more as we develop this strength of the mind to stay. So having said that, with the eyes closed or open, whichever way you're comfortable with, we feel ourselves. If you're standing, feel yourself standing, or if you're sitting, feel yourself sitting. When I say feel it, that there is a feeling of being, feeling of consciousness, being conscious, and being conscious of your body, being conscious of sitting. And then begin to bring your energy of attention downward. Just shift the outer senses of reaching to the in. And and start finding your silence. In that silence, we realize that we are spending time with the infinite most limitless existence that you and I are. This silence, you can't say where it ends and where it begins. It's just silence. We keep our attention downward, and if it slips and begins to rise, we witness the rising and then we turn it around and bring it downward to where the center of our being is. We just stay without a care, without responsibility, without memory, and without agenda. Abundantly stay. Completely. This is where we experience ourselves as a whole, not as a fraction. We go deeper and deeper where there is no more body, mind. It's just the silence. Is any rising of attention toward the mind, bring it back. Just shift it, not even bring it back. Shift it to this immense silence, formless silence. stillness. Be still and know that I am God. That's who we are, in stillness. Now, whenever is possible, because you might be very deep in silence, if only if it feels comfortable for you, you can slowly open your eyes, but keep the same feeling as closed eyes with you. In other words, as you look out, you're really looking in at the same time. You haven't lost or left the silence, even with your eyes open. You still feel it. You're still aware of it. You are still it. This tranquility of the self, or God. Just look around and keep the silence. Still that attention on annoyingness of this stillness. As you look around, you're conscious of looking around and the objects in the room, but the silence hasn't left. You're also very, very aware of silence. The thoughts are not there, just this silence. And if they come, you go back to watching your surrounding and being aware of silence. Still aware of silence with the eyes open or shut, because it's permanently there, it's eternally there, as long as we train our attention. Of silence is the most soothing friend. It causes no trouble. It removes the mind that is troublemaker. That's why I call it home. Home. Sweet home. Now, as we start talking or continuing our meeting, we can do the same thing as we did when we opened our eyes and looked around. It might not be as strong when you're talking. It's okay. Is it still there? But you'll know that it's there. It's not totally covered up.
Well, that was the end of this practice. I know you can take over.
Thank you so much, Dr.
Thank you, Seth. Kitty has a question. Tahmina says, I like to hear from Seth about spiritual healing. Thank you.
I think we have the spiritual healing technique, omnipresent meditation, trust meditation. All of them are healing. There is nothing more healing than calming the mind and letting God take over. So there is no really technique except to say that we really are already doing it. If there is, I don't know. I think that's sort of truth in the last pages of Most Precious should be effective. The question and answer on how to solve the daily problem could be effective. That's all I know. When we heal our mind, we have healed our body. Unless there is a destiny to go through certain things, but for most part, healing the mind is healing the whole thing. And that's what we are all describing. Mm-hmm. Actually, the striving is the wrong word. We're being this person. Purpose, we're staying, we're present more and more.
I have one more request. I don't know if it would be this time or any time that you like to do it. But Bahar is asking that if whenever you want, in the midst of me is mighty, would be a nice meditation to cover with us. So that is Bahar's question.
Bahar. Once you felt that silence without being aware of your body and mind and yet being so conscious, not going unconscious or going into samadhi, but just conscious, consciously being in silence and not being aware of anything else, that's the I in the midst of you that is mighty. We don't need to have another meditation for it.
It was so amazing. Thank you so much, Patrick.
If anybody has inspirational sharing, meaning that today they or yesterday, or I always ask those people around me. This way, it helps us develop eyes to see the inspirational things day to day rather than seeing the monotony, meaningless life. So if anybody has any sharing that way that could inspire by saying it, that would be great.
Hi, it's Little Flower. I had two experiences. I'm raising my hand as if I'm asking for my turn. For people that know me really well, everybody knows how sensitive I've always been as a character. And I had two experiences where I was criticized, and one of them was actually a little bit of a big deal. Whereas before, I would have just really, I would have had a very, very, very hard time with it. I would have beat myself up. I would have gone with explanation to my boss. It was so, so amazing to me because I heard what she said and I just thought, okay. And like I said, when I texted that, I felt a little bit of a sting, like my mind maybe got like a bee sting kind of a feel. But then I didn't have to repeat it. I didn't have to fight with it. I didn't have to justify it. I didn't have to prove my worth, my innocence, anything. That was like a huge miracle because it happened twice. And I was so happy because I could have like had that on my mind for a week ordinarily. Mm-hmm. That was my biggest thing. Thank you, Gunnar.
Great. That's fantastic.
Sachin, this is Gopi. I love you so much. So much. I was going to say the highlight of my day was today. Actually, every minute was waiting for this moment with you. Because these days, my only friend is silent because I feel only you in that. And, you know, I was going to say again, what you just walked us through with silence, which was huge. It was amazing. Reminded me of what you have told us that we need to demonstrate the teachings that you have given us so graciously, so patiently, so kindly, with every breath, with every thought, with every word and every deed. I just want to thank you so much for all these opportunities and satsang. I love you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Gopi-chan.
This is Tammy now. Hi, Satchunam. I just want to share something. I know that you were involved with everything in that when my son was very sick. And your advice was to me that, you know, sing bhajan and keep quiet, keep to yourself, meditate as much as you can. And that's exactly what I did. And he helped me and helped him so much because I was in the room with him. He didn't want me to leave. But at the same time, he didn't want to hear anything. So he was totally silent. I was reading bhajan in my silence, Gayatri in my silence, and I was meditating, and I was listening to the audios with the thing in my ear, so he wouldn't hear anything. But I noticed that, oh, my God, is helping him so much. This is unbelievable. Now that is only helping me to get calm, but it was helping him to calm down too. And that was amazing. I just wanted to thank you again, Satchunam, for all you have done for us. I love you so much.
I love you too. I'm just an instrument. I'm just an instrument. I can't take any credit, but thank you.
You're the most beautiful instrument ever.
I'll take that.
That's
I'll
right.
take that one.
Very true.
Demo.
سجنم من میرا منم مثل همه خیلی از ممنونم خیلی دارم برای تنگ شده همین دیگه مرسی
Any question on the stop meditation or any experiences, not experiences, but did you, everybody felt this immense silence that had no memory and no form?
Definitely, Seth. It's very hard for the mind to have any activity when you guide us through the meditation. It's like a miracle. It's amazing. Even if we try, it's hard to bring any thought. It's so beautiful. Thank you so much.
I am so grateful, Sachin. Thank you so much. I'm still sitting here feeling like I don't want to move.
After that deep silence, Sachin, I couldn't get my mind and body together. It took me a while.
Yeah.
It was so deep. It occupied all mind and heart so deeply. Thank you.
I want to share something sad. Sometimes mind tries to kind of convince, or it's a trickery of the mind that wants to say, oh, you haven't improved enough or this or that. But when you were saying that by our practices, the past kind of loses its value and the future goes out of focus, I realized how much truth is in that. So I see that compared to everybody should compare with, you know, her or his own past. When I compare myself, it's unbelievable. The amount that I go back and forth to future and past is so little compared to where I was before. And I'm so grateful for that. And it has happened so naturally and so gradually that I feel that sometimes you may not notice it. This is not what people experience or I was experienced in the past. I am so grateful for that. Thank you.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah, the impression of the memory begins to fade, and that is a blessing.
Sachin, I want to say one thing. It felt like today, it felt like, as you always say, I was not learning a technique. I was experiencing or tasting this thing that you said we are.
Yeah.
And letting go in that. And that really makes my heart explode. 'Cause,
You see, in the beginning, I had to name it. Meditation, this and that, as we're maturing, we realize that none of this means anything. It's just the silence and the silence. Or is the mind and the mind. And so now that we know that really we cannot, it's a nameless. But I couldn't say it's a nameless, who would want to listen?
بنام سجون من میتونم یه چیزی بگم میترا هستم سجون امروز من یه موقعیتی پیش اومد که خیلی استرسفول بود بعد من بلافاصله به رفتم توی قلبم و یه لحظه اینو متوجه شدم که خود دنیاش دروغه دیگه پس این چیزی که من فکر میکنم مشکل که بس اصلا دیگه مشکلی نیست، یه چیز مسخره است که من فکر میکنم مشکل. و بعد از اون من به یک آرامشی رسیدم، یعنی اصلا قیافه و چهره و همیشیم کاملا فرق کرد و منم میخواستم سپاسگزاری بکنم ازتون.
Wonderful. That's beautiful news. Who's translating there?
Hi, it's Radha. Mitra shared that Sachin and I had an experience that was very stressful today, very stressful. And I went to my heart and I realized this whole world is a lie. So what can this problem that looks like a problem even be? It's ridiculous. And after that, I experienced such deep peace. I mean, my whole body, everything was relaxed. And I really want to thank you for that.
Thank you, Radha.
سلام سجا، من آنجلا هستم.
سلام آنجلا.
سلام سجا، میخواستم یه چیزی رو شیر کنم. I'm so sorry. I want to share something that I think it was Komod's question actually today, that she said how come the mind is still bringing ideas or thoughts are still coming as bring us emotions or thoughts and stuff. I think that's what she said. I'm not exactly remember what she said. Today, actually, I was thinking about that how come after being so tired of it and of everything, and still when you don't want it, you don't, you know, the desires are less and less, how come mind is bringing more and more, sometimes bringing agitation? And then right away, I remember that with the grace of your teachings, what is actually is happening, and I'm able to see it more, is that the root, like even in the situation, most situation, I should say, I see there is no root of it anymore. Like, I do have that agitation, but the deep is not that, the deep of the root is not there anymore. And I'm seeing that more, I'm able to see that more now. And for that, you know, it doesn't bother me as much, and I can let go of it more. And it's happening for not everything, but most of the things. And I just want to say I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for all your teachings. I love you so much, Sajju. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Angelica.
But the silence we experience after you do the meditations with us is so calming, so soothing, so so
yeah.
Beautiful. We love to continue it. We don't want to get out of it. We want
to... I'm glad you said that. With that note, goodbye, everybody. Continue with your joy.